Alice Arbuckle was on the agenda for the September 17th Pocahontas County Commission meeting to discuss the dog ordinance and to ask the commissioners to consider revising that ordinance using the Kanawha County Animal Cruelty and Canine Tethering Ordinance as a model for those revisions. The meeting was packed with people who filled the commission's meeting room and spilled out into the hallway. 23 citizens signed up to address the commissioners about this dog ordinance issue. Almost all of them were adamantly opposed to revising the current dog ordinance. Only Laurie Cameron and Ken Springer, a member of the Humane Society, spoke out to support Arbuckle's concerns. Arbuckle herself laid out an impassioned case to the commissioners. She said she was speaking as, quote, an advocate for all the dogs in Pocahontas County, unquote. She said that if the commissioners use the Kanawha ordinance as a model to revise the current ordinance, it will empower the animal control officer. She said she acknowledges that there are many well-cared-for dogs in the county, but she said that she has observed many dogs, quote, living a life of quiet desperation forced to endure inhumane conditions 24/7, unquote. And she wants to see inhumane tethering of dogs made illegal here as it is in Kanawha County. Many of those who spoke out against revising the dog ordinance say they may keep their dogs tethered, but they love and take care of their dogs, ensuring that they have shelter from the elements and have adequate food and water. One person said their dogs may overturn their food bowls, but only after they have eaten their food. Many of those in opposition to any revision said that changing the ordinance is not needed anyway, since the type of cruel treatment described by Arbuckle is already prohibited by the current ordinance. Commission President David McLaughlin pointed out that everybody in the room opposes the cruelty to animals that Arbuckle has described, but that the animal enforcement officer may not have enough resources to properly enforce the law. The commissioners passed a motion to look into the ordinance and to invite the animal enforcement officer to a future meeting to ask what additional resources he needs to better enforce that ordinance. Careful reading of the current dog ordinance, however, reveals that while it addresses dogs running loose, dogs not vaccinated against rabies, failure of dog owners to clean up their dog's waste on public property, and dogs who excessively bark, it does not mention dogs being kept tethered in inhumane conditions, although there may be other state statutes prohibiting animal cruelty. Kara Rose, the Executive Director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, CVB, delivered the Bureau's annual report and financial review. She said that the hotel occupancy tax has collected $2.2 million, the most ever. Rose said that the CVB will be hosting the West Virginia Tourism Conference next week at Snowshoe. She said Pocahontas County has only hosted it 3 times in the past 30 years, and this is a chance to showcase the county to other West Virginia counties. Rose reported that 2 of the 7 new entrance signs have been placed along the roads at the county lines, and they look great. She also provided an update on the bicentennial, including the decision to have local artists paint large sculptures of 8 trout in 7 communities, and 1 to be placed probably at the courthouse on behalf of the county commission. These will honor each of the 8 rivers beginning in Pocahontas County. The commissioners agreed to have their trout represent the Elk River. Additionally, the commissioners took the following 2 actions. They passed a resolution designating the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation as being the lead economic development organization for the county, and they authorized the county sheriff to post a weapons notice at the courthouse. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.